The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. What I believe is the longest strike to take place in the Isle of Man is now largely forgotten, for all that it was the hardest on the strikers themselves before or since. It's the strike which paralysed the Great Laxey Mine for 20 weeks in 1872, and which was led by a remarkable figure in Manx trade union history, now also pretty much forgotten. But we will come later to Charles Thomas Hoskins. Working conditions in the Great Laxey Mine 134 years ago were dire, and the men's pay was poor, especially in view of the risks to life and limb. There was growing unrest over these things among the 400-strong workforce, not least because the mine owners were doing nicely out of it, and the men decided that they wanted a pay rise from 19 shillings to 25 shillings a week for miners, and from 15 shillings to 19 shillings for ordinary mine labourers. Now, there was no trade union back then to take up the men's cause. They had to form a committee to present their demands to the mine's directors, who turned them down flat. The directors thought there would be no trouble, but they were wrong. The men decided to down tools and did so. But they needed a leader, and into this role stepped 32-year-old Thomas Charles Hoskins, not a miner, but a Laxey man, who had served in the Royal Navy before taking up journalism in civilian life, writing fiery tracts for the British left-wing newspaper Tribune. The strike started on June the 11th, 1872, and it had nothing like the standards and conduct of modern industrial relations. The men passed a resolution under which they undertook that they would conduct themselves like gentlemen and do no damage to company property. Also, they would be sober and of good temper, and there would be nothing which might reflect upon them as anything other than honest, hard-working men. But it also took determination and courage. They would have nothing to live on, no money coming in. In those days, there was no trade union financial support and no welfare state to provide assistance. The men had to try and find some kind of work elsewhere if they could. The chairman of the mine's board of directors was a notable figure in Manx 19th century history, George W. Dumbell, banker, public benefactor and MHK. He was shrewd and tough and uncompromising. So was Thomas Charles Hoskins, the man he had to deal with. In the weeks that followed June the 11th, they confronted each other regularly, and they learnt to respect each other during these encounters without giving ground in any way. It was the passage of time which seems to have been the deciding factor eventually. The strikers held out in spite of the hardship they'd imposed upon themselves, and a mine which wasn't making money for its owners was no sort of mine to own. The directors were the ones to give in. They offered the miners a new pay deal which gave them pretty much what they wanted, and the men went straight back to work on Monday, October the 14th. The Isle of Man Times declared, "We can confidently say that there are many men working in a much higher sphere of social and educational rank than the miners who might learn a useful lesson from their moderation, self-restraint, and good temper." This was a richly deserved tribute. But the strike was now history, and as strikes go, it had been a remarkable one, for all that it is today largely forgotten. As for Thomas Charles Hoskins, 2 years later he became General Secretary of a newly formed trade union in the UK called the Miners' Association. He died in 1889, and he was the first and perhaps the greatest of Isle of Man trade union leaders. Even greater than my old friend Bernie Moffat, perhaps.